For go-getters and just going to betters, it's the Pre-W Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. Many of us are aware of the incredible circumstance up in northern Michigan. There was this fungal infection that swept through a factory up there, infected lots of people, and it's a scary thing. You know, certainly coming off of COVID, we're well aware of how these viruses and bacterial infections and so on, and now fungus as well, can grow and spread. And it's scary. Well, Kristen, you had a chance to do an interview with someone who's written a story on this. Tell us about the interview, and then we'll play the interview.
Yeah, this story I found was actually really interesting because I had just finished binge watching The Last of Us on HBO, which was all about fungal infections. So I was completely drawn to this Business Insider story by Hillary Brick. And here's my interview with her. Hillary, thanks so much for bringing this to our attention. Why don't you give us an overview of what you found?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is called blastomycosis. It is a fungal infection. You get it from spores. You inhale the spores in the air, so it is not spreading from person to person. You inhale these spores, then they start growing in your lungs where they actually turn into yeast, which is why it can't spread from person to person. But it can grow there for quite a long time before you start feeling sick. Some people get sick in a few weeks. For others, it can take a few months. So fungus, very slow growing.
So this actually was reported by the Delta County Public Health Department in Escanaba because workers at the paper mill there were experiencing symptoms. Is that right?
Yeah. So a lot of these paper mill workers have had symptoms since March, and the mill actually closed in about mid-April because there were more and more cases being diagnosed. It can take a while to get the diagnosis, but at this point, you know, they've identified more than 100 cases, 109 cases. 13 of those cases have been hospitalized, and there was, unfortunately, one death. And so the interesting thing about this outbreak, which makes sense when you know about how fungal infections spread, is that everyone in this outbreak is either an employee, a contractor, or a visitor of the mill. So that tells us that what likely happened is that this fungus was somewhere in some wood or in some sort of processing area of the plant, and that's why people who were physically there got sick, but nobody else got sick.
I mean, this is a paper mill, but have there been reports of this infection in other types of mills where you have wood or composting?
Yeah, it is pretty uncommon to get blastomycosis, but people have gotten it before. I was talking to a fungus expert and he said, you know, this can happen to even like hikers who are out in the woods. Anyone who's coming in contact with like the natural wooded environment could potentially be at risk. Now, of course, blastomycosis isn't everywhere. It generally spreads in certain states in the Midwest, including Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin. And so it's endemic in those areas. But that being said, it's still pretty uncommon to get this kind of infection.
And are there any kind of long-term effects associated with this?
Well, the treatment is long. You have to get prescribed an antifungal medication, and most people are prescribed that for at least 3 to 6 months and sometimes a year, because once the fungus is in your body, it just takes a long time to fully eradicate it out of there. But after that, generally, people are okay once they finish the treatment. That being said, for people who are immunocompromised, sometimes they have to continue being treated for their whole life because they can't really combat the infection in the way that someone with a healthy immune system would.
Do you know what sort of procedures that they use to clean the facility or disinfect the facility to get it back up and running?
What I can tell you is that in late March, federal officials from NIOSH and the Centers for Disease Control went and toured the factory. They looked at the mills, the lagoons, the surrounding area, And at that time, they were recommending that the mill continue to provide disposable N95s to workers, because if you don't inhale the spores, then you can't get sick. After that, they did end up closing the mill, and they are continuing to investigate. They've taken samples, and they're going to take those samples back to the lab and try to figure out exactly where this infection came from and what the source was, so that hopefully they can prevent it from happening again.
And did you do any research, or did you hear any other businesses or institutions like within that area that were impacted by this outbreak?
Yeah, not directly. I mean, everyone who got sick worked at or had contact directly with this mill. That being said, like you're saying, this mill and the people who work there are sort of like an economic driver in the community. Like, everybody probably knows somebody who works there or is somebody who works there. So of course it's having a huge impact on the town. And I know that the union members there have been organizing pancake breakfasts and fundraisers to help with medical costs for any of the affected workers.
Have you heard, are there any other kind of emerging public health issues or concerns related to fungal infections in general that our listeners should be aware of?
Yeah, so when I spoke to experts about this, they said that these are becoming slightly more common just as a result of global warming and changes in temperature. For example, there's related fungal infections in other areas of the country. For example, in the West, there's valley fever. And some of these fungal infections are now spreading sometimes outside of the areas where historically we would think that they would be, just as a result of shifting temperatures and things moving around in that way. So they are getting perhaps slightly more common. That being said, they're still very, very uncommon. So it's not the next pandemic, certainly.
All right. Thanks, Kristen. Good interview with Hillary Brick of Insider.com. Appreciate that. Headed to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.